personal experience in life, my dear brothers and sisters. Probably some of you could already testify to this, how mercy and love of God could really change our lives. That is a God in Jesus Christ incarnate, and we have celebrated in 2015 and 16 the year of mercy, aren't we? We have celebrated because we have to emphasize this beautiful gift of the Father in Jesus Christ, who was born among us, lived among us, have shown mercy to the sinners, died on the cross, rose again, so that we can claim for ourselves we are loved by God. And never should anything could take that away from our hearts, whatever happens in our life. And this gift of the Father is being thrown into the world so that we hopefully all would realize how much really God loves us, how much God wants us to be snatched away from the mud, how much God wants us to be found again, as we have heard in our gospel parable, how much God would like us to experience His mercy and love so that we will not go down to the pit of desperation and misery in life. So that we will not go down to the feeling of meaninglessness and purposelessness of life. God wants us to rediscover this beautiful gift after we have sinned and broken and wounded, to be back and carried into the arms of Jesus like a good shepherd. And remember, first, it's God's initiative. And when He found one repentant sinner, what Jesus told us, there will be rejoicing in heaven. We have to reimagine ourselves, to think again in that kind of experience and encounter. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, let us not diminish the beautiful gift of the Eucharist, our celebration. Why? Because at the beginning we are called to connect to this very mercy of God. Some people complain to the, why, Father, why is that mea culpa, mea grandissima? That's all, it's exaggerated. But I tell you, if we only see ourselves how much we have seen from God, this could really mean to, and it always meant for me when I celebrated the Mass, mea culpa, mea grandissima culpa, because I know I fall short of the glory and holiness of God. Do we believe in that? We fall short in the holiness and perfect act of God, love of God for us. So I need to reconnect, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And when he found me again, I will experience that deep joy in my heart. Never anything that happens to me, even with my problems, challenges, difficulties, pains in life, would ever take that deep peace and joy that God could give me when I am found again. And that is the very experience of St. Paul. He said, I am chosen by God to testify to you of this powerful mercy of God that could transform our lives. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us receive this with open hearts and minds. Let us transcend. Because what happened? Well, probably, Father, what's my experience of being lost? I am already serving in servants of Jesus, giving my life, doing everything good. I'm perfect. Well, like we become like Pharisees and scribes. That's a very bad theology. And we will be lost. And the Pharisees and scribes are themselves lost. So we can be lost in many different ways. And our going back to the Father is not just an instant and one-off experience in life. But that's why repentance in Hebrew is called shav, that is to return to the Father. Then this word in our psalm resonate to us. I will rise up and go back to my Father. I have sinned today in my thought, my words. That's why mea culpa, I have sinned in my omission and being insensitive to the poor. I have sinned to being unforgiving to my community members and the servants. I have sinned in many different ways in my thought, word, and deed. And I would rise up again and go back to my Father because I know He is waiting for me so that I can love Him more and more, and I can love my brothers and sisters more and more. I would like to tell us beautiful stories, like in the sacraments, who I have experienced in my 15 years, almost 15 years, as a priest, the sacrament of reconciliation. I tell you, people are who humble themselves, being honest in themselves, have not to go to the psychiatrist, go to the confession, and really pour down their hearts. I know how it changed their lives. That is humility. That is accepting I have sinned and I am a sinner and I needed God's mercy every now and then in my life. I needed God's mercy and love every day in my life. And that is a powerful experience of being reconciled to God. And I will close this reflection. I could have a lot of stories, but I know I'm very sorry I'm late. I have to tell him, so I just went straight back for the Mass in St. Michael's. But I tell you my own story that hasn't left me anymore and will forever live in my heart. When I went to Calcutta, I thought I'm going there to serve the poorest of the poor, feed them, clean them, and carry them, and talk to them and love them. The first day, I arrived in Calcutta in India. I walked early morning to the Mother House of Missionaries of Charity. Right there and then, before the Blessed Sacrament, I was just bent down and prostrated. I sobbed and I cried. I didn't know, but I was praying. And God really clearly told me in my heart, Reggie, you're not here to journey the outer Calcutta with the smell and loving and all this stuff. That's secondary. I realized I was journeying to my inner Calcutta. That's why I sobbed. And there and then, it was in flesh. I know in my head, God loves me. I know in my head, God is merciful. But that was the moment, the turning powerful moment, I say, really, God loves me. And that has never left me. I know God loves me, even if I'm not perfect. I can sin every now and then in my thought, in my word, in my own insensitivity. But God loves me, and I know I can go back always to my Father. I will always rise up when I fall down, go back to my Father, because He loves me. And this being confirmed before I came back here in Australia. When I sat down with a big Hindu man, after bringing him to the toilet back and clean him and feed him, I sat down and he asked me, "Why are you doing this to me?" I said, "Because I love Jesus and I love you." He held my face and he said, "I love you too and God bless you." I know at that time, God's love will never leave me. Open your heart to the experience with your brothers and sisters. Truly God is loving and merciful. He wants us to be happy, to be joyful, and in a deeper sense of the word. Do not allow these experiences that hurts in our life, our stories in life, to take away the beautiful gift. God is loving and merciful.